إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our last session in the month of Ramadan. And this actually is our fifth session dealing with topics related to Ramadan, and we have been reading previously from the book Yani Ramadan Has Arrived, or the month of Ramadan has arrived. Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we dealt with a lot of topics from that particular book of Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad, hafidhahum Allah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. A number of very, very important topics, the last of them being taqwa, yani the meaning of taqwa and how to achieve it and how this relates to the fast of Ramadan, and then guarding and protecting and preserving and giving care to the reading, the recitation, reflecting and pondering upon the Quran, especially, particularly in the month of Ramadan. And some of the other topics that we dealt with is the tawbah and the conditions of tawbah and the importance of tawbah and receiving Ramadan and during the month of Ramadan, and fasting, guarding the fast, especially yani enriching, enhancing the fast by doing acts of worship, and particularly, most importantly, the remembrance of Allah. And as well, yani the Shaykh mentioned the importance of yani fulfilling the conditions for full reward yani for the fast, and that is by fasting with iman and ihtisab. Tonight, inshallah, I want to read from the Majalis of Shahr Ramadan al-Mubarak by Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, may Allah protect and preserve him. Yani the 29th sitting, Majlis al-Tasi wal-Ishroon fi Khitam al-A'mal. Yani the topic that we want to talk about is related to Khitam al-A'mal. Yani the termination or the conclusion or how we end our deeds, how one should, walaikum salam, seal, terminate and conclude one's deeds upon khair. And this indeed is a very important topic. It's a topic that we have not really addressed yani in any kind of detail in the past, except yani just a casual allusion to it. And since we are here near the end of the month of Ramadan, I thought that it's appropriate that we actually look at this topic, the importance of how we end, how we terminate and conclude our deeds of obedience to Allah, acts of worship, and particularly the fast of the month of Ramadan. And the Shaykh mentions a number of points of great, great benefit in this brief talk or this brief presentation. And I want to just list some of those points in the beginning so that we have yani some framework that we can look at this discussion within. And from amongst the points that he makes related to Khitam al-A'mal, how we terminate or conclude good deeds, and particularly we're talking about the month of Ramadan. The Shaykh, he says, from amongst those 7 points, and they're not necessarily in this order, but this is the order that I placed them in, yani in terms of how I see it. He talked about Adam al-I'jab bin-nafs aw bil-a'mal, yani that a person should not have admiration or pride in their self or in their deeds. Yani that a person looks at their self or looks at their deeds and they admire their self. they admire their deeds. Like, look at what I have done. This is something that we should avoid. Ajab bin nafs or ajab bil amal. The second thing, and not necessarily in this order, al-i'tiraf bil taqsir fi haqqillah. Yani the acknowledgement, full acknowledgement of having fallen short, that we have fallen short in fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no matter how much good deeds you have done and how well you have done them, we must realize, accept and acknowledge that we have fallen short in terms of what is really due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if anybody thinks that they have fasted this month and they have done a lot of good and they have fulfilled that which is upon them, know for sure that we have not fulfilled the rights that are due to Allah to the fullest extent that yani, He is entitled to them. Number three, al-inqisar bayna yaday Rabbi. That a person should humbly submit and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the conclusion or the completion or the termination of any good deed, feeling humbled before Allah, not feeling proud, but feeling humbled before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after this, the fourth point, yani al-istighfar, or kathrat al-istighfar, yani making a lot of istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the conclusion of deeds. And this is something that's mentioned in the Quran in more than one place. And it was the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on many occasions that the conclusion of good deeds is sealed by istighfar, seeking Allah's forgiveness for whatever shortcomings that we had in those deeds. Number five, su'al al-qubul, yani asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the good deeds that we have done. Not assuming that they automatically accepted, rather begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, humbly surrendering ourselves to Him and asking that He accept our deeds. And number six, husnu ar-raja, yani having hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our deeds and that he will reward us. Having husnu ar-raja, having good hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He rewards those who believe and do good deeds. And number seven, Adam al-Ya's wal-Kunut, yani that we should not feel hopeless. We should not be in despair. We should not be in despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, we should have great hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons and forgives and rewards good deeds. These are 7 points. From amongst what the Shaykh has mentioned here, these to me were the most important points, and I wanted to mention them in the beginning so that we have a focus, yani, so we have a framework that we're looking at this topic of how we conclude, how we terminate our deeds. We should terminate them, yani, not being amazed or pleased or proud or admiring ourselves or our deeds. Yani, we should acknowledge our falling short in fulfilling the rights of Allah. We should humbly surrender ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for His forgiveness, asking for His acceptance, having good hope, yani, that Allah will pardon and forgive and reward, and not being hopeless or being in despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to our shortcomings. The Shaykh, he begins by saying, Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. That the praise belongs to Allah and the salat and salam yani upon the Messenger of Allah and upon his family and his companions. He begins by saying after this praise of Allah, لا شك أن ختام الأعمال له شأن عظيم. There's no doubt that this affair of how we conclude or we terminate, the manner in which we conclude our deeds, that this is a great, magnificent matter. Perhaps some of us, we just do good deeds and we don't think about the end of it, yani what it ended upon and what yani should follow the conclusion of that deed. Perhaps we don't think about this, but this, the Shaykh says, this is a very important affair. Sha'nun azim. Kana salaf rahimahumullah yahtamuna bi khitam al-amal. Yani the salaf, the early generations, the righteous yani predecessors of this ummah, they used to give great care to this matter of the conclusion of good deeds. Yani, what comes at the end of doing good deeds? Yani, what should come at the end of this month of Ramadan, of fasting and standing and reading Quran and dhikr and dua and charity and whatever we have been doing in this month of good? What should we conclude it with? What should it be followed with? What comes at the end of it? How do we seal it? The Salaf of this Ummah, they used to give great care to the conclusion of deeds. وَذَلِكَ اِحْتِدَانْ بِالنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَعَمَلًا بِكَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Yani, why did they used to give such care to the concluding, the conclusion, the termination of good deeds, the end of them? They gave great care to this ihtida'an bin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taking an example from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning that's what he used to do, and they used to follow his example. And likewise, great care is given to the termination of deeds in acting upon the saying of Allah the Most High, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mu'minun, 23rd Surah, 60th Ayat, and those who gave whatever they gave, they offered whatever they offered, meaning of good deeds, of salat and zakat and siyam, and whatever of good deeds that they gave, those who gave what they gave, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ, while their hearts were in great fear, أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ, of the fact that they're going to return to their Rabb. Yani, they did whatever they did of good deeds while their hearts were in fear, knowing that they're going to return to their Lord, who is either going to accept their good deeds or not accept it. They were fearful that perhaps their deeds would not be accepted. They understood that the matter is not simply just to do the deed, but rather what is more important than that is that it's accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh is saying that the giving care to the conclusion of one's deeds was for two reasons. The Salaf, they used to give care to this. One, in following the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and second, in acting upon this saying of Allah, in his description of some of the believers, that they were those who gave whatever they gave. They did whatever they did of good. They offered their good deeds while their hearts were in fear of their return to their Rabb, knowing that perhaps their deeds would not be accepted. Naam. And at this point is really, to me, the most important affair. And let me just take a moment here, yani, before I read what the Shaykh says, and just, yani, just a couple of quotations from the tafsir. Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di says concerning this ayah, that these people gave whatever they gave from what they were commanded with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani the deeds that they did, from whatever they were able to do, whether it was salat or zakat or hajj or sadaqah and other than that, they gave it while their hearts, يعني قلوبهم وجلة يعني خائفة, they were in fear, أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون, يعني in fear of the day when their deeds would be put on display in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they would be standing before Him, and that their deeds perhaps would not save them from the punishment of Allah due to their knowledge of their Rabb and their knowing what He had a right to, yani his right, what he was deserving of in terms of the various types of acts of worship. They knew that Allah, they knew his greatness and his magnificence, and therefore, yani him being entitled to a certain type of worship that perhaps we have not fulfilled. Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir mentions similar to this, but he mentioned a hadith, and I just want to mention this hadith to put it in perspective. Yani the hadith that is reported from Aisha radiallahu anha, that she said, "Oh, Ya Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ." Yani those who did whatever they did, gave whatever they gave, but their hearts were in fear. She said, "هُوَ الَّذِي يَسْرِقُ وَيَزْنِي وَيَشْرَبُ الْخَمَرُ." Is he the one who was stealing and committing illegal sexual acts and drinking alcohol? Is that the one Yani, who did whatever he did of good, but because he was drinking alcohol and stealing and committing zina, so that's why he was in fear of his Lord. And the Prophet ﷺ said, La, ya bint Abi Bakr, ya bint as-Siddiq. No, O daughter of Abu Bakr, O daughter of as-Siddiq. Lakinnahu alladhi yusalli wa yasum wa yatasaddaq wa huwa yakhafu Allah azza wa jalla. In another narration it was said, Hum alladhina lakinnahum alladhina yusalluna wa yasumuna wa yatasaddaquna wa hum yakhafuna an la yuqbal minhum. Yani, no, he said, these are not the people who are stealing, who are committing zina, who are drinking alcohol. Rather, these are people who are praying and who are fasting and who are giving charity, but they fear that their deeds will not be accepted from them. Now, yani, that being said, it should be clear to us that this ayah is indeed something that the Salaf, they understood the importance of not only doing the deed, but having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts it. And the Shaykh says, after mentioning this ayat, Shaykh Salih Fawzan, hafidhullah, وَصَفَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عِبَادَهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِأَنَّهُمْ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ وَالطَّاعَاتِ وَالْإِجْتِهَادِ فِي الْعِبَادَاتِ وَيَخَافُونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَشَدَّ الْخَوْفِ لِأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَدْرُونَ هَلْ تُقَبِّلَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ أَوْ لَا. Yani, the Shaykh says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described His believing servants as being those who offered whatever they offered of righteous deeds and acts of obedience, and their striving in doing acts of worship. They offered whatever they offered while they were in fear of their Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala with the greatest amount of fear. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ashadd al-khawf. Why such fear? لِأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَدْرُونَ. Because they didn't know will their deeds be accepted or not. Yani, do we fear? Are we in fear when we are doing good deeds? Are we in fear of the day when our deeds will be displayed before our Lord? Are we in fear as to whether or not they will be accepted? Or do we just assume that if we have done good, it's automatically accepted? Allah has to accept it. Do we just assume that? Well, the Prophet ﷺ did not assume that. And the Sahaba, they didn't assume it. And the Salaf, they did not assume that their deeds must be accepted by Allah. Rather, they understood the magnificence, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that whatever we have offered, we have fallen short in terms of what is due to Allah, what He is worthy of, the way that He deserves to be worshipped. They understood that. So they never assumed that even though their deeds were defective in terms of what Allah is due, what He is worthy of, they never assumed that their deeds automatically were accepted. Rather, they understood that if Allah accepts them, that's a mercy from Him. And rather, maybe He will not accept them. And they feared for this, and perhaps we don't fear. Perhaps we assume that our deeds are automatically going to be accepted. They didn't know whether their deeds would be accepted or not. This was their fear. فَالْإِنسَانْ لَا يُعْجِبُ بِعَمَلِهِ مَهْمَا كَانَ عَمَلُهُ. So the human being should not be admiring, yani proud of his deeds, no matter what he has done, no matter what deeds that he have done, how great or whatever he sees them as being, yani perfectly performed. La yu'jab bi amalihi. Yani, person should not be in self-admiration, proud of their self or proud of their deeds. فَإِنَّهُ إِذَا لَمْ يَقْبَلْهُ اللَّهُ فَإِنَّهُ لَا فَائِدَ فِيهِ. Because if Allah doesn't accept that deed, and Allah is not required to accept from us, if He doesn't accept that deed, then there's no benefit in it whatsoever. وَلَوْ كَثُرَ وَلَوْ عَظُمَ. Even if it is a lot, even if it is done, yani, even if it is great, the deed that we have done, or the deeds that we have done. مَدَامَ لَمْ يُقْبَلْ فَإِنَّهُ يَكُونُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا وَيَكُونُ تَعْبًا بِلَا فَاعِدًا. No matter how many deeds we have done, and no matter how great those deeds may be, as long as it's not accepted by Allah, then it will just be like scattered dust particles. وَيَكُونُ تَعْبًا بِلَا فَعِدَةً. It just means that the person became weary, tired, without any benefit. And here, I want to just stop for a second. Yani, I want to stop here and make a comment. Yani, from what came to my mind when I read this. Yani, the thing that came to my mind when the Shaykh said here that if Allah doesn't accept our deeds, it will just be ta'ab. Bila fa'idah. It will just be weariness, tiredness. Person is worn out from doing deeds, but no benefit. What came to my mind was something I read years ago in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir in Surah Al-Ghashiyah. Surah Al-Ghashiyah. The 88th Surah of the Quran. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٍ. Faces on that day will be humbled, humiliated. عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. يعني working hard, doing a lot of work, and being weary and tired from doing it. تَصْلَى نَارًا حَامِيَةٌ. But they will be admitted into the burning hellfire. This came to my mind. And in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, he mentions a narration concerning this, which is tremendous. If you think about how the Salaf understood this, this affair that we are talking about. عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ تَصْلَى نَارًا حَامِيَةٌ. They will be thrown, burning, in a burning fire. He said, يعني, Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, he says, that it's narrated from Al-Hafidh, Abu Bakr al-Burqani. And he mentions the chain of narration of the hadith, going back to Imran, or Abu Imran al-Jawni. يَقُولُ مَرَّ عُمَى بِنَ الْخَطَابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ بِدَارْ رَاهِبِ. That Umar ibn al-Khattab passed by the monastery of a monk. The monastery of a monk. Qala, the narrator said, فَنَادَاهُ يَا رَاهِبْ. And Umar called out, O monk, O يَا رَاهِبْ. He called out to him. فَأَشْرَفَ. So he came out, the monk came out. Qala, the narrator said, فَجَعَلَ Umar يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ وَيَبْكِي. He said, Umar began to look at him, at this monk, who was in a monastery, just doing worship. Yani, no worldly life, just worshiping. He looked at him, and he began crying. And it was said to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, ma yubkika? What is it that caused you to cry, min hadha, from this man? What is it that you're seeing that caused you to cry? He said, I am reminded of the saying of Allah Azza wa Jalla in his book, Amilatun Nasiba. Yani, a person who's working hard, tired, weary, worn out from work, and then entering a burning hellfire. Naam. The Salaf of this Ummah, they understood that people may do good deeds, but if it's not accepted by Allah, there's no benefit whatsoever. No matter how much it is, no matter how great it is, if it's not accepted by Allah, it's like scattered dust particles. أَمَّا إِذَا تَقَبَّلَهُ اللَّهُ فَإِنَّهُ وَلَوْ كَانَ قَلِيلًا فَإِنَّهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَى يُضَاعِفُهُ وَيُؤْتِهِ مِنْ لَدُهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. As far as the one, if Allah accepts their deeds, even if it was a little amount, then Allah will multiply it, and Allah will give, in addition to the multiplication of the reward for that deed, He will give a great reward from Himself, above and beyond whatever reward He gives for that deed. And this is as in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 40th Ayat. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِن تَقُوا حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِي مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will not cause even the amount مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, يعني the amount equal to a small ant or an atom's weight of good, if it is a good deed, He will not cause it to be lost. Rather, He will multiply it. And then He will give from Himself أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, a great, tremendous reward from Himself. And some of the scholars of Tafsir said, yani this reward that He would give from Himself, أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, yani mean that it's unlimited. We don't know what it could be. It's the reward from Allah Himself. Yani that we can't even imagine what Allah would give from Himself. Now, even if what it is equal to مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, the weight of a small ant or atom's weight, if it is a good deed, إِن تَكُونْ حَسَنَةً, if it's a good deed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, then He will multiply its reward, and then He will give above and beyond that a reward from Himself. لَكِنَّ الْعَمَلَ سَبَبٌ وَلَّا فَالْمُؤَوِّلُ عَلَيْهِ الْقُبُولِ. يعني the Shaykh, he says here, لَكِنَّ الْعَمَلَ سَبَبٌ, but the deed that we do, the deeds that we do are merely a sabab, they are a cause, a reason, a means to achieve Allah's reward. They are only a cause. They are not a guarantee of Allah's reward. يعني العمل سبب وإلا فالمؤول عليه القبول. But what we depend upon, يعني what we can rely upon, is only if that deed is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just merely doing it. That's not enough. Rather, that's a means through which a person may earn the favor of Allah, or the mercy of Allah, or the reward of Allah. But indeed, yani what really counts is that it's accepted. And this is what we have to be concerned about, that it is accepted. Naam. فَالَّذِي مِنْ قِبْلَ الْعَبْدِ بَذْلُ الْأَسْبَابِ. So that which comes from the direction of the worshipper is to exert the means, to yani to utilize the means that are available to earn the reward of Allah and the pleasure of Allah, to do some deeds. That's what we are responsible for. وَأَمَّا مَا كَانَ مِنْ قِبَلِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ سُبْحَانَهُ بِنِيَّةِ الْعَبْدِ وَإِخْلَاصِهِ. As far as that which is from the direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He is the best knower, subhanahu, of the intention of the abd and their sincerity. Yani meaning that deeds are a means to achieve a goal, but we don't rely upon our deeds. Rather, what we can put our trust in is only if the deed is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is from our side is to exert the effort to do some good deeds. And then from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who knows the niyyah of the abd and the ikhlas of the abd. Meaning that Allah will accept or not accept based on what He knows of the intentions of the people and their sincerity or the absence of it. وَلَكِنْ يَثِقْ, yani in spite of this matter being as it is, that there's no guarantee just by doing good deeds, but rather it has to be accepted by Allah. And that's why in the conclusion of good deeds, a person has to, yani, consider these matters that the Shaykh mentions here, that I mentioned in the beginning. Yani, don't be, yani, in self-admiration of your deeds. Yani, looking at your deeds and being proud of them. But rather acknowledge and recognize your taqseer, your shortcoming in what Allah is deserving of, that you have fallen short. Humble yourself to Allah. Seek Allah's forgiveness. Ask Him for acceptance of your deeds. And don't give up hope. And you have husnu al-raja in Allah. Have hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's acceptance and His mercy and His forgiveness and His pardoning. Naam. So, in spite of this situation being as it is, that if Allah doesn't accept it, there's no benefit in our deeds. That is scary, that is frightening. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the believers, His believing servants, as those who do whatever they do of good, but their hearts, وَكُلُوبُهُمْ وَاجِلَةٌ, but their hearts are in fear of their return to their Rabb, for fear that maybe their deeds would not be accepted. ولكن, the Shaykh says, ولكن يثق المؤمن أن الله لا يضيع لديه أجر العامل مهما قل. So know, have trust. The believer has trust that Allah will never cause to be lost the reward of the one who does something for His sake. The ajr of the amil, the one who does good deeds for the sake of Allah, sincerely, for the sake of Allah, in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will never be lost, mahma qalla, no matter how little, small or insignificant it may be. No matter how little the deed may be, no matter how insignificant it may appear to be, the reward of a good deed done for the sake of Allah will never be lost with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعَلَيْهِ, therefore it is upon him, the abd, the worshipper, فَعَلَيْهِ الْإِكْثَارُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ, to do more good deeds, to do a lot of good deeds, as much as possible. وَعَلَيْهِ الْإِخْلَاصِ, and it is incumbent upon us to do them sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. وَعَلَيْهِ بِحُسْنِ الرَّجَاءِ بِاللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, and it is incumbent upon us to have good hope in Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَعَدْمَ الْيَاسِ وَالْقُنُوتِ, and not being hopeless, helpless, in despair or despondent of the mercy of Allah. And you have hope in Allah's goodness, in Allah's generosity, in Allah's kindness, in His pardoning and forgiving and overlooking our shortcomings. And do not become, yani, despondent, hopeless, or in despair. لكن ما ذلك, even though we have good hope in Allah's kindness and His generosity and His, yani, His pardoning. ولكن ما ذلك لا يعجب بعمله أو يتكاثر عمله. At the same time, the human being should not, yani, admire, have self-admiration of their deeds, or consider that they have done a lot of deeds. Nobody should imagine, I have done so much, I have prayed so many prayers, I have read so much Quran, I have fasted so many days, I have done a lot of good. Nobody should imagine this. If you really understand what is due to Allah, then indeed you will know that we have fallen short. بَلْ إِنَّهُ يَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْقُبُولِ وَيُطْبِعُ الْعَمَلَ بِالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ, rather than to, yani, be in self-conceit, vain, self-admiration. Rather, the person should ask Allah, Allah's acceptance, and follow up the deed with seeking Allah's forgiveness. Follow up one's deed with seeking Allah's forgiveness. And this is critically important. And we find some places in the Quran, such as in the end of Surah Al-Muzammil, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about praying and charity and doing good deeds and loaning, giving a loan for the sake of Allah. And in the end of, he ends with what? Seeking forgiveness of Allah. Seeking forgiveness of Allah. And some of the scholars of tafsir said what? Due to one's acknowledgement and awareness of having fallen short in fulfilling the rights of Allah in the way that it is due to him. So the person should what? Should be asking Allah's acceptance and following up their deeds with istighfar. لأن الإنسان أرضة للخطأ والخلل, because the human being is subject to, is liable to خطأ, to doing something wrong, والخلل, and having deficiencies and defectiveness in what they do. يعني either we have done it wrong so that it's not even acceptable, or we have done it right but it's defective, it's not done perfectly. The human being is subject to this, to either doing it wrong or it being defective, even if they did it right. But it's defective, it's deficient. وَرُبَّمَا يَكُونُ عَمَلَهُ كَثِيرًا, perhaps the person's deeds will be a lot. وَلَكِنْ فِيهِ خَلَلْ, but it has some deficiencies. وَفِيهِ نَقْصْ, and it has some defects. وَيَتَطَرَّقُ إِلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدَاتِ وَالْمُنْقِصَاتِ, and maybe they will enter upon it some, yani, degree, or some, yani, to some extent, something from the mufsidat. Yani, a person has done a lot of good deeds, but what? If they have done something that is mufsid, yani, afsadahu, that corrupts it, spoils it, so it's lost. Or something that, yunqasuhu, yani, Yani bring, takes away from its perfection or its completion. Causes it to be defective. And either it can be spoiled outright or it can become defective by certain things that we do, such as a person fasting all day, abstaining from food and drink, and then engaging in lying and slander and backbiting and false testimony and things that may either cause our fast to be, the reward of the fast to be decreased, or it may wipe it out completely. Now, this is our reality. So the Shaykh says, فَهُوَ يُرَقِّعُ هَذَا الْخَلَلْ وَهَذَا النَّقْصْ بِالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. So the person repairs, patches up, yani, these deficiencies and these defects by seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, again, I refer here back to, yani, Surah Al-Muzammil, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the end of this surah, very beautiful surah, talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's night prayer. In the beginning of it and in the end of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes his night prayer as him praying for 1/3 of the night, or half of the night, or 2/3 of the night. Yani half of the night, or a little less, or a little more. Meaning a little less, 1/3, or a little more, 2/3. This is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray in the night. And then in the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْ. So read whatever is easy for you to read of the Qur'an. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ, and perform the prayers. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ, and give the charity. وَأَقْرَضُوا اللَّهَ قَرَضًا حَسَنًا, and give to Allah a beautiful loan. And then Allah says, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهُ هُوَ خَيْرٌ وَأَعْظَمُ أَجْرًا. And whatever you send forth for yourselves, for yourself of good, you will definitely find it with Allah. This also refers back to what the Shaykh says, that the believer does, has yani yathiq, have trust that whatever good that is done sincerely for the sake of Allah, it will not be lost with Allah. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ, that you have done properly, sincerely for the sake of Allah, تَجِدُهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, you will definitely find it with Allah. هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمُ أَجْرًا, it will be better than what you have done, and greater in reward than what you ever could have imagined, because Allah will multiply His reward, and then Allah will give from Himself, yani extra, ajran azima. And here the Shaykh says, فَيُكْثِرُ, Shaykh says, فَيُكْثِرُ الْإِنسَانِ مِنَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ فِي خِتَامِ الْعَمَالِ وَخِتَامِ الْعِبَادَاتِ مِثْلَ خِتَامِ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ. So the human being should increase in seeking forgiveness of Allah at the ending, at the conclusion, the termination of good deeds, at the termination of acts of worship, like the termination of the month of Ramadan. Yani a person should what? Increase in seeking Allah's forgiveness. فالمسلم الذي وفقه الله لصيامه ووفقه الله لقيامه عليه أن يتبع ذلك بالاستغفار والانكسار بين يدي الله سبحانه وتعالى وأن لا يعتبر أنه أدى العمل على الوجه المطلوب لأنه لا يدري فقد يكون بعمله خلل كثير فعليه أن يكثر الاستغفار ويعتبر أن عمله قليل في حق الله سبحانه وتعالى. So the human being who Allah has given success to fasting this month, yani the Shaykh is saying in reference to good deeds in general and ibadat in general, but especially, for example, like at the end of the month of Ramadan. We are at the end of this month, 28th day. And by the way, Al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, rahimahullah, I just want to mention this as a note because I may forget later. He said that the Zakatul Fitr should be given, must be given before the Salat al-Eid. And it's permissible that it be given 1 day before, or 2 days before, or 3 days before. That is, the Zakatul Fitr can be distributed to those who are entitled to it from the 28th day of the month of Ramadan. Today is the 28th day. Or on the 29th day, or on the 30th if it came 30 days. Yani 2 or 3 days before the Eid. Yani if the Eid came on the 30th day, then it will be 2 days before, 28th and 29th. And if it came after the 30th day, then it's permissible to give Zakatul Fitr for 3 days before the Eid, on the 28th, 29th, and 30th. I'm saying, yani, this is a fatwa from Al-Imam Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, that he mentioned a lot of fatawa, and the legend of Daima also mentioned the same thing. So I'm saying that because if anybody is able to give the Zakatul Fitr on the morning of Eid, before going to the Salat, if you know somebody, your neighbor, who you can give it to before Salat, that's the best time. But if you're afraid that you might not find somebody in time, then it won't be Zakatul Fitr if it's after the prayer. So give it the night before, or 2 days before, or even 3 days before, from today. Yani, don't wait. The original rule is that you should give it yourself. Yani, you should go and buy the food, and maybe take your children with you, and let your family see the food that you're giving, and let them know, especially your children, that we're giving this to some Muslims who are in need. So on the day of the Eid, they won't be hungry. They won't have to ask people for something to eat. So that people can see this worship. Don't hide it, as most of the people are doing today, by putting it in an envelope. And then, yani, nobody sees it. And maybe before the Salat, or more likely after the Salat, the people are coming to the masjid and they're giving everybody $40 or $50 or $60 or $70 or $100, whatever they want, and they call that Zakatul Fitr. Wallahi, it's not Zakatul Fitr. If anybody studies the Sunnah carefully, it will become clear that it can't be given in money, and secondly, it's not acceptable as Zakatul Fitr after the Salat. And this is what is happening today. In any case, yani, so the Shaykh, he says, the Muslim who Allah has given him success to fast this month and given him success to stand in the night in prayers in this month, then it is incumbent upon that person to follow these good deeds with istighfar, seeking Allah's forgiveness, wal inqisar bayna yadayillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and humbly submitting oneself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, to ask for His forgiveness and to ask His acceptance of our deeds, which are defective, for sure. وَأَنْ لَا يَعْتَبْرُ أَنَّهُ أَدَّى الْعَمَلَ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْمَتْلُوبِ. And do not consider yourself that you have, yani, fulfilled the obligation in doing this good deed in the way that is really required, that you have performed it perfectly in a way that is befitting of Allah's majesty and His greatness and His glory. Don't imagine that. أَنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي. Because the human being doesn't know that perhaps his deeds have many deficiencies in them. Naam. Wallahi, no doubt. Our prayers have deficiencies in them. Our fasting has deficiencies in them. Our reading of Quran is full of deficiencies. And all of the deeds that we do are full of deficiencies. فَعَلَيْهِ أَنْ يُكْثِرُ مِنْ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. So the person, it is incumbent to make a lot of istighfar, asking Allah's forgiveness for our shortcomings. And to consider that our deeds are qaleelun fi haqqillah, are little and small and insignificant in reference to the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what is justly due to Him. And here the Shaykh says, وَالنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا كَثْرَةُ عَمَلِهِ وَإِخْلَاصِهِ وَإِجْتِهَادِهِ يَقُولُ لِرَبِّهِ لَا أُحْسِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ. Yani, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of the plentifulness of his deeds and the sincerity of his actions and his ijtihad and striving in the way that he worshipped Allah, yet he was saying to his Rabb, La أُحْسِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ. La أُحْسِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ. يعني لا أطيقه ولا أحيط به. يعني I'm not able to praise you in the way that is due. I'm not capable of praising you in the way that is due. Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah said, Ma'anahu, the meaning of this statement of the Prophet, La أُحْسِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ. Imam Malik said, La أُحْسِي, yani I cannot count, cannot enumerate, ni'matak, your blessings, wa ihsana, and your good that you have done to me, wa thana biha alayka, and the praise that is due to you, due to this. I'm not able to do so. وَإِنْ اِجْتَحَدْتُ فِي ثَنَاءَ عَلَيْكَ. Even if I strive and struggle and make every effort to praise you in the way that is due to you, I'm not able to do it. لَا أُحْسِي ثَنَاءَ عَلَيْكَ. This is the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he was saying, I'm not capable of praising Allah in the way that is due to Him. The Shaykh says, this hadith is reported by Al-Imam Muslim. Shaykh says, اِعْتِرَافًا مِنْهُ. This is a confession from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. بِالتَّقْصِيرِ فِي حَقِّ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَكَيْفَ بِغَيْرِهِ. Yani this is a confession, acknowledgement from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم of falling short in fulfilling the right of his Rabb. So what about others besides him? Yani what is our condition? So these people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described them as يُؤْتُونَ مَا أَتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلًا. Yani they have offered the good deeds that they have offered of prayer and charity and fasting and so on, Hajj, while their hearts are in fear. The Shaykh says, وَجِلَةٌ خَائِفَةٌ. They are in great fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of standing before Allah for judgment for their deeds. لَا يَأْمَنُونَ مِنْ مَقْرِ اللَّهِ. They do not feel safe from the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will Allah do with them? يَقُولُونَ. Yani some of the people say, صَلَّيْنَا وَصُمْنَا وَأَدَّيْنَا مَا عَلَيْنَا. Yani we have prayed and we have fasted and we have fulfilled what is upon us. Yani we have done what is upon us. The Shaykh says, yani meaning these people are what? مُعْجَب بِعَمَلِهِمْ. Yani مُعْجَب بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Yani they are admiring themselves. They're admiring their deeds. Look how we have prayed. Look how we have fasted. Look how we have done all of this good. The Shaykh says, لَا يَقُولُ هَذَا مُسْلِمٌ. A Muslim doesn't speak like this. Not a Muslim who understands. لَا يَقُولُ هَذَا مُسْلِمٌ. Be careful what you say when you talk about your deeds. Remember that Allah is worthy of greater than that. We have all fallen short, no doubt. If the Prophet ﷺ said, I'm not capable of praising you in the way that is due to you, then what about us? لا يقول هذا مسلم لأن هذا إعجاب بالعمل وتزكية للنفس وتزكية للعمل. Because to speak like this is a manifestation of a person who has admiration for their own deeds, who is praising their self, تزكية للنفس, praising their own self, وتزكية للعمل, and praising their deeds. فالمسلم مهما عمل فإنه يعتبر عمله قليلا في حق الله ومهما عمل فإنه لا يدري هل هو صحيح أو غير صحيح. So the Muslim who understands, مهما عمل, no matter what deeds we have done, فإنه يعتبر عمله قليلا في حق الله, he considers that his deed is little, is insignificant in reference to the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is really due to Allah. وَمَهْمَا عَمِلَ, no matter what he does, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي, he doesn't know, is his deed صحيح or غير صحيح, was it correct or not correct. مَا أَكْثَرُ مَا يَصْدُرَ مِنَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ بِلِسَانِهِ وَأَفْعَالِهِ وَتَصَرُّفَاتِهِ. Oh, how much comes from the human being of evil, سيئات, from the tongue, and from their actions, and from their تصرفات, their interactions with the people. How much evil comes from us? فَيَصْدُرْ مِنَ الْإِنسَانِ سَيِّئَاتٌ كَثِيرًا. A lot of evil comes forth from the human being. رُبَّمَا أَنَّهَا تَقْضِي عَلَىٰ عَمَلِهِ أَوْ تُنْقِصُهُ نَقْصًا ظَاهِرًا. So perhaps, yani these evil things that we have done or we have said, or our dealings with the people, the way we have treated other people, the Shaykh says, رُبَّمَا أَنَّهَا تَقْضِي عَلَىٰ عَمَلِهِ. Perhaps it has invalidated that person's deeds. Or تُنْقِصُهُ نَقْصًا ظَاهِرًا. Or at least will cause it to be decreased from its completion and its perfection, a decrease that is apparent. And Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, I remember him saying that in reference to the human being and our shortcomings and our defects, he said that in reference to fasting, that there are some people who may do some things or say some things that either will invalidate their fast completely or at least it will cause it to be defective, and the reward would not be complete. And there's no doubt about it. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has no need, and if a person doesn't give up, yani evil speech and actions and ignorant behavior, Allah has no need. فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ Allah has no need of that person giving up their food and drink. And يَضَعْ طَعْمُهُ وَشَرَابُهُ Meaning that, if a person doesn't avoid these things, Allah has no need for you to abstain from food and drink. Because there's an objective behind abstinence from food and drink. It is to help you, to train you, to teach you how to abstain from that which is displeasing to Allah and what Allah has made haram. So if a person is not able to do that, then Allah has no need of this. And perhaps, as the Prophet ﷺ said in another hadith, that there are some fasting people who will not get anything from their fast. لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِنْ سِيَامِهِمْ إِلَّا وَالْعَطِشُ وَالْجُورُ Nothing but hunger and thirst. Meaning their deed would not be defective, it would be invalidated. They will get nothing from it. They just get hunger and thirst. Person is fasting all day, they're hungry and they're thirsty, and there's no reward at the end of the day. The Prophet ﷺ said this, and this is what the Shaykh is alluding to, Wallahu A'lam, that perhaps, yani sometimes we do things that may cause our deed to be invalidated completely, or at least will cause a defect in it that would be obvious. فَعَلَى الْمُسْلِمُ أَنْ يَعُدَّ سَيِّئَاتِهِ Here Shaykh makes a very, very important point. Perhaps we have heard this before, but it's something that we need to reflect upon for sure. And we need to be reminded of this regularly. Regularly. فَعَلَى الْمُسْلِمُ أَنْ يَعُدَّ I'm reading from Shaykh, some of the brothers or sisters who came late, I'm reading from Majalis Shahr Ramadan al-Mubarak. Yani the sittings of the blessed month of Ramadan by Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan. Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he says here, فَعَلَى الْمُسْلِمُ It is incumbent upon the Muslim. أن يعد سيئاته ولا يعد حسناته And it is incumbent upon us to count, to enumerate our evil deeds and not to count our good deeds. Perhaps many of us are in the habit of counting our good deeds. Why I did this and I did that, mashallah, I did such and such. But we forgot about counting our evil deeds. Don't worry about counting your good deeds. That's with Allah, it's preserved, mahfooz in Allah. Worry about your sins. That's what you have to worry about. The Shaykh is saying here, it is incumbent upon the Muslim to count one's sins, not to count one's good deeds. عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يُحَاسِبْ نَفْسَهُ To take account of yourself. As Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu used to say, حَاسِبُ أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلًا تُحَاسَبُ Take account of yourself before account is taken of you. وَيَعُدُّ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَذُنُوبَهُ And that person should what? Count. Take account of his sins and his evil deeds. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُ وَيَتُوبُ And seek Allah's forgiveness and turn to Allah in repentance. وَلَا يَعُدَّ حَسَنَاتِهِ Don't count your good deeds. وَيَقُولُ أَنَا عَمِلْتُ كَذَا وَعَمِلْتُ كَذَا وَعَمِلْتُ كَذَا Yani don't count your good deeds. And don't say, I have done such and such good deed and such and such good deed and such and such good deed. هذا يقله لله عز وجل This you can entrust to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your good deeds. Yani Allah will not cause the good deeds of a believer to be lost. Don't worry about your good deeds. هذا يقله لله عز وجل This should be left to Allah. Allah لا يضيع لديه أجر عامل Yani the reward of the one who does good deeds for the sake of Allah would not be lost with Allah. عمله محفوظ Yani the good deeds of the believer is protected and preserved with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned earlier from Surah Al-Muzammil, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهُ وَخَيْرًا وَعَظَمُ أَجْرًا Whatever you do for yourselves, min khayr, of good, you will find it with Allah. Don't worry about that. That's with Allah. إِنْ كَانَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ صَحِيٌّ فَهُوَ لَا يَخَافُ مِنْ جَانِبِ اللَّهِ دِيَا حَسَنَاتِهِ If a person has done something correctly, they have done it well in the way that's acceptable, فَلَا يَخَافُ Then he should not fear from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his good deeds will be lost. Don't worry about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, second Surah, 143rd ayah, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not possible that Allah will cause your iman to be lost. Yani Hafiz ibn Kathir and the other scholars of tafsir said this is meaning what? Imanakum means salatakum. This is revealed in reference to the time of the changing of the Qibla. And after the Qibla was changed, some of the believers, some of the companions said, well, what about the people who used to pray before the Qibla was changed? They were praying to Jerusalem. Would their deeds still be valid? And Allah revealed this, that it's not befitting of Allah to cause the iman to be lost. He referred to salat as iman, and the scholars of Sunnah say this ayat is a clear proof, is a clear proof that iman is actions of the limbs, and yani i'tiqad in the heart, and speech of the tongue. Meaning that salat represents the whole of iman. It represents yani i'tiqad in the heart, action from the heart, and it represents speech on the tongue and actions of the body. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to salah as iman, because salah encompasses all the aspects of iman. That which is in the heart, and that which is on the tongue, and that which is yani manifested from the limbs of the body. So Allah will not cause your iman to be lost. Indeed, Allah is Ra'ufur Rahim, is compassionate, full of kindness, and merciful to the people, meaning to the believers. لَكِنْ يَخَافُ مِنْ جَانِبْ نَفْسِهِ. But don't worry about your deeds being lost with Allah, but fear from the side of your own self. بِالْأَخْطَاءِ وَالذُّنُوبِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ الْمُهْلِكَةِ. But rather what you should be concerned about are the destructive mistakes and sins and evil deeds. Yani the mistakes that we made doing it all wrong, or the sins, major sins, or the sayyat, minor sins, that destroy our good deeds. عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يُحَاسِبْ نَفْسَهُ وَأَنْ يَتَفَكَّرَ فِي سَيِّئَاتِهِ الَّتِي صَدَرَتْ مِنْهُ. So it is incumbent upon us to take account of ourselves and to reflect upon our sins which have come forth from us. فَيُحْدِثُ لِكُلِّ ذَنْبٍ تَوْبَةً وَاسْتِغْفَارًا. هَذَا هُوَ الَّذِي عَلَى الْعَبْدِ. And then we must perform, for every sin, we must perform repentance, perform and act, we must repent to Allah and ask Allah's forgiveness, and this is what is incumbent upon the abd. And the Shaykh, he says, وَفِي خِتَام الشَّهْر, yani in the closing of the month, and he's talking about what? The month of Ramadan. في ختام الشهر كان السلف الصالح يكثرون من الاستغفار والتوبة إلى الله عز وجل والخوف من عدم القبول وكانوا يجتهدون في رمضان وفي غيره ثم يقع عليهم الخوف ألا يقبل منهم شيء يستغفرون الله ويتوبون حتى روي أنهم كانوا يدعون الله ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان فإذا بلغهم إياه صلوا وقاموا بالليل ودعوا الله ستة أشهر أن يتقبل منهم شهر رمضان. يعني the Shaykh, he says, in the ending of this month, in the conclusion of this month, كان السلف الصالح, the righteous predecessors, and the people who came before us, not our ancestors, from paganism, from wherever we came from, our ancestors who were pagans, we're not talking about them. Some people want to worship the ancestors, especially some people in America, they want to go back and worship the ancestors in Africa. Whatever land you came from, it doesn't matter. If your ancestors were pagans, we're not talking about them. We're talking about as-salaf as-salih, our righteous predecessors, those who came before us, who we identify with because of their righteousness upon Islam. These people, that is the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and Atba'a Tabi'een and those who followed in their way, they used to make a lot of istighfar, seeking forgiveness, in the end of the month of Ramadan. That means it's incumbent upon us. And tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repentance to Allah. And they used to have fear of their deeds not being accepted. Adam al-qubool. They used to fear that their deeds might not be accepted. Wallahi, I don't know about any of you, but I'm sure that there's somebody besides me who didn't give a lot of thought about this matter. Maybe from time to time we thought about it, but I'm sure that there are many times that we do good deeds and we don't even think twice. Has it been accepted? We just assume that I've done it, it's done. This is a mistake. What I'm saying here now is that the way of the Prophet ﷺ and the way of the Salaf as-Salih is that at the end of a righteous deed, and particularly this month of Ramadan, we should be in fear that perhaps we fasted for 29 or 30 days, we stood in the night, we read the Quran, we gave charity, we made dhikr and dua, and whatever we did, and perhaps it would not be accepted. They used to yajtahiduna, they used to strive in Ramadan and in other than Ramadan, meaning the worship of Allah. They used to strive all the time. And then there would fall upon them fear after they did the deed that perhaps it would not be accepted. And لا يقبل منهم شيئون, maybe none of it would be accepted. Wow, that's even more so. Not maybe some of it is not accepted. They used to fear that maybe nothing of it would be accepted. So they used to ask Allah's forgiveness and they used to turn to Him in repentance. Yani Allah's forgiveness of their shortcoming and their errors and their mistakes in fulfilling the duty in the way that is due to Him. And they used to repent to Him. Such that is narrated that they used to supplicate to Allah for 6 months that He allow them to reach the month of Ramadan. And if He caused them to see Ramadan, then they used to fast and they used to stand in the night and then they used to supplicate to Allah for 6 months that He accept from them the acts of worship that they have done in this month of Ramadan. And the Shaykh, he closes with a very important point. He says, وَمِنْ عَلَامَاتَ الْقُبُولِ وَمِنْ عَلَامَاتَ الْقُبُولِ, and from the signs of deeds being accepted. فِي رَمَضَانِ وَفِي غَيْرِهِ, in Ramadan or in other times, is اتِّبَاعُ الْحَسَنَةِ بِالْحَسَنَةِ, that a good deed is followed by good deeds. فَإِذَا كَانَتْ حَالُهُ حَالَةُ الْمُسْلِمِ بعد رمضان حالة طيبة. So if the condition of a Muslim after Ramadan is a good condition, يكثر من الحسنات والأعمال الصالحة فهذا دليل على قبول. يعني if after Ramadan a Muslim finds that they're in a good condition, they're doing a lot of good deeds and a lot of righteous deeds, this is an indication that their worship in Ramadan was accepted. أما إذا كان العكس, but if it is the opposite, يتبع الحسنة السيئة, that they follow up the good deeds that they were doing in Ramadan with evil deeds, and back to business as usual, watching movies, listening to music, smoking cigarettes, huh? Backbiting, slandering, and lying, and stealing, and cheating. If we find that is the condition, فإذا خرج رمضان أتبعه بالسيئات الغفلات والإعراض عن طاعة الله فهذا دليل على عدم القبول. يعني that Ramadan leaves us and the person follows Ramadan with سيئات, evil deeds, وغفلات, and unmindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, والإعراض عن طاعة الله, and turning away from acts of obedience. And he used to go to the masjid and pray in jama'ah in Ramadan, and then now Ramadan is over, somebody said, let's go to masjid and pray. Not me. It's over. فَهَذَا دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ عَدَمَ الْقُبُولِ, this is the indication that يعني the deeds have not been accepted. وَكُلُّ الْإِنسَانِ يَعْرِفْ نَفْسَهُ مِنْ حَالِهِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ, every person knows himself from his condition after Ramadan. Don't look at yourself now, but wait till after Ramadan, then take a look. Then you will know your reality. Right now, we are in self-delusion. We imagine that we have arrived. MashaAllah, we praying every day, 5 times a day, praying in Jama'ah every prayer, fasting every day. Why don't we do that? Fasting every day. We don't do that, except in Ramadan. So perhaps we are in self-delusion. But if you really want to know yourself, look at your condition after Ramadan. كل إنسان يعرف نفسه من حاله بعد رمضان. Yani what is your condition after Ramadan? ينظر في حاله. Look at yourself then. فَإِنْ كَانَ حَالُهُ أَحْسَنُ, if he finds that the condition is better, فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ Then praise Allah. وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى الْقُبُولِ And this indicates acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ حَالُهُ أَسْوَى But if his condition is worse, فَلْيَتُوبْ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَلْيَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ Then that person should repent to Allah and seek forgiveness of Allah. فَإِنَّ هَذَا دَلِيلُ عَلَى عَدَمِ الْقُبُولِ Because this condition is an indication of the absence of acceptance of their deeds. وَدَلِيلٌ عَلَى إِهْمَالِ وَالتَّفْرِيطِ And this is an indication of neglect and falling short. وَعَلَى الْعَبْدِ أَنْ لَا يَقْنَتُ And this is the final point the Shaykh makes. وَعَلَى الْعَبْدِ أَنْ لَا يَقْنَطَ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ فَيُغْلِقَ الْبَابِ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَيَيْأَسْ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ So it is incumbent upon the servant, the worshipper of Allah, to not give up hope of the mercy of Allah. In which case, they will close the door between them and Allah. And they will be in despair. And they will become despondent and hopeless from the mercy of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Zumr, 39th Surah and 53rd Ayah, and whoever is able, please read the tafsir in Ibn Kathir of this ayah, yani the tafsir, the summarized tafsir that we have in the masjid and many of us have in our homes, or if you have the tafsir of Sa'di, if you can read this, yani tremendous, yani these ayats and the ayats that follow them. The saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Zumr, 39:53, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ Say, O my worshippers, who have, yani, exceeded the bounds, ala anfusihim, yani, in what they have done, yani, of evil against their own self. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Those who have exceeded the bounds. And in the narration in Bukhari concerning this ayah, it is said that these are people who committed a lot of murders. Not one murder, a lot of murders. And drunk a lot of alcohol. And committed a lot of fornication. They gave up of the mercy. They had no hope. There is no hope for me. I remember a brother telling me, there is no hope for me. What I've done in my life, khalas, I'm done. I told him, you need to read the Quran. The believer never gives up hope of the mercy of Allah, no matter what you have done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ Say, O my worshippers, who have gone exceeded all bounds in sin and corruption against your own self. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله Do not give up hope of the mercy of Allah إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Indeed Allah forgives all sins including shirk Naam In fact Al-Imam Bukhari mentions in the narration that these people committed a lot of shirk and they did a lot of murder and zina and other stuff huh? and they gave up hope of the mercy of Allah and this is also mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan In the last ayats of Surah Al-Furqan. In the last 15 ayats. And this topic also came there. Because it talks about the people who what? Committed shirk and murder and zina. Naam. So all my worshippers who have gone beyond the bounds in committing sins and evil and transgression against yourself, don't give up hope of mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives the sins. Jami'an, all of them. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Indeed, He is the forgiving, the merciful. These are two characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani these are two of the names of Allah, Al-Ghafoor or Rahim. And this, yani forgiving the people and being merciful upon the people are two of the great characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't give up of the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'an. Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, He is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. Fa'alayhi bit-tawbah wal-istighfar. So it is incumbent upon the worshipper to repent to Allah and to seek His forgiveness. وَالْعَوْدَ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ And to turn back to Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic. وَاللَّهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَى يَتُوبُ عَلَى مَنْ تَابَ Indeed, Allah, the Mighty, the Majestic, and the Most High, He accepts the repentance of those who turn to Him in repentance. Well, and then the Shaykh, he closes with this ayah from Surah Ash-Shura, 42nd Surah, 25th Ayat, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةِ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ That He, Allah, is the one who accepts the repentance of His servants. Allah accepts the repentance of His servants. وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ And He pardons their evil deeds. يعني يعفو عن السيئات. The scholars of Tafsir say that Allah يعني not just forgives them. يعفو عن السيئات. He removes the effect of the defect in the human being from committing those sins. And he removes the consequence, the punishment that comes with those deeds. And then he puts that person in the position like the one who never committed a sin. And then Allah grants them tawfiq. And Allah loves them and brings them near to Him. When He ya'fu, when He pardons their sins. Naam. And what more could a person ask for? And Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if I reach Laylatul Qadr, what should I say? He said this. Say what? Allahumma innaka afuun. You are the one who pardons. Yani who removes the effect of that defect in the human being from committing a sin and removes the consequences and puts the person in a position like they had never committed that sin. If Allah pardons you. Allahumma innaka afuun. تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. What a tremendous supplication. This is Jawami al-Kalim of the Prophet ﷺ. Few words with comprehensive meaning. Oh Allah, indeed, You are the one who pardons. And You love to pardon. It's not like a person does some good, but they don't really like to do it, but they do it just because it's good. Allah, He's the one who pardons. And He loves the pardon. So pardon me. And this is something that we should be saying not only in Laylatul Qadr but every day in Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He is the one who accepts the repentance of His servants and He is the one who pardons their evil deeds. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَفَعَلُونَ. And some of the scholars of Tafsir said that here the meaning of this, and Allah knows what you do, meaning that يعني Allah knows the intentions. Allah knows the secrets. And therefore when people repent, their repentance might be correct, it may be done well, or it may be defective, or it may be rejected. Because Allah knows if the people have been sincere in their repentance. That means it will be accepted completely, or it will be defective, but they will get some benefit, or it will be rejected. May Allah accept from us our repentance. They accept from us yani the efforts that we have made. And let me just take one more moment and read yani something that I heard somebody put this on the internet, and I sent it out to the class a few days ago. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan. This is also from the Sheikh, from some other speech he made. It's somewhat lengthy, but I just took a portion of it. I just wrote it before I came out. I just tried to write it down quickly. I hope I can read it because my handwriting is a mess here. I was rushing. But the Shaykh, he said, أيها المؤمنون ها هو الشر قد انتهى أو كاد أن ينتهي. O believers, this month it has ended, or it is almost ended. This is our situation right now. Or it has almost ended. فليحاسب أنفسنا فلنحاسب أنفسنا فيه. So let us take account of ourselves in this. ماذا قدمنا؟ ماذا قدمنا لأنفسنا في هذا الشهر العظيم؟ What is it that we have sent ahead for ourselves in this tremendous, magnificent month? Take account of ourselves. Let's look at ourselves. Remember, don't count our حسنات, but count our سيئات. من كان محسنا فليحمد الله وليتمم بخير. So whoever did well, let him praise Allah and complete what we have done with khair. Yani end it with khair. وَمَنْ كَانَ مُفَرِّطًا فَلْيَتَدَارَكْ بِالتَّوْبَةِ. And whoever has fallen short, then catch up. Fix it with repentance. If we have fallen short, fix it with repentance. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةِ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُ عَنِ السَّيِّئَةِ. For indeed Allah accepts the repentance of His worshippers and He pardons their evil deeds. وَلَا تَقْنَتُوا من رحمة الله. And don't give up hope of the mercy of Allah. إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلى القوم الكافرون. Because no people lose up hope, despair of the mercy of Allah except the disbelieving people. ومن كان محسنا أو مقصرا فليحسن الختام. So whoever had done well or whoever have fallen short, then do well in the closing, the termination, the sealing of this deed. فَإِنَّ الْأَعْمَالِ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ For indeed, as the Prophet ﷺ said, actions will be judged by the endings of them. What you end upon. ثُمَّ كُونُوا عَلَى وَجَلٍ أَوْ خَوْفٍ أَلَّا يُقْبَلْ مِنْكَ أَعْمَالُكَ Then be in fear of the possibility that your deeds will not be accepted. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى يَقُولُ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Because Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, indeed, He will only accept يعني the deeds of the muttaqeen. He doesn't accept everyone, but He only accepts the deeds of the muttaqeen. فَفَكِّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ وَفِي نِيَّاتِكُمْ وَمَقَاسِدِكُمْ So reflect, consider, think about yourselves, think about your intentions, think about your goals and objectives. وَلَا يُعْجَبْ أَحَدٌ مِنْكُمْ بِعَمَلِهِ أَوْ يَظُنُّ أَنَّهُ فَعْلَ مَا يَجِبْ عَلَيْهِ وَأَنَّهُ أَدَّ حَقُّ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ بَلْ يَعْتَبِرُ نَفْسَهُ مُقَصِّرًا وَيَعْتَبِرُ نَفْسَهُ مُحْمِلًا وَيَنْكَسِلُ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ And the Shaykh says, so don't be yani, proud. Don't admire. No one of you should admire your deeds. Be proud of them. And think that he has yani, fulfilled what is incumbent upon him. That he has fulfilled the right of Allah completely and perfectly. But rather consider yourself as muqassir, that you have fallen short. Wallahi, we have fallen short. And no doubt. No doubt. Unless a person is yani insane. وَيَأْتَبِرُ نَفْسَهُ مُحْمِلًا Consider that you have been neglectful. And submit humbly in front of your Rabb. And he asks his forgiveness, asks his acceptance, asks his mercy. كَانَ بَعْدُ السَّلَفْ يَقُولُ And this is where yani, this is where I stopped here. That was the end of the video that I heard. This was the end of it. Although the Shaykh went on further, I heard another video later. I was in somebody's car and they were playing it. That's after I wrote this. And the Shaykh, he closed here on this one with this. كَانَ بَعْدُ السَّلَفْ يَقُولُ لَوْ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ لَتَمَنَّيْتُ الْمَوْتِ وَذَلِكَ لِشِدَّةِ خَوْفِهِمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى Yani that some of the Salaf, or one of the Salaf, he said that if I knew for a fact that Allah had accepted from me one good deed equal to the weight of a mustard seed, I would have hope for death. Yani meaning, I would like to die in that condition, that Allah has accepted even one good deed. And this was because of the severity of their fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. Because they knew that Allah was deserving and that we are shortcoming, and if Allah accepts from us, then indeed we're going to be okay. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us and to help us to have a good ending, closing to this month of Ramadan, and to close it, to conclude it with good. Try to exert ourselves more and more in these closing hours of these last few days, and in that which follows, try to make sure that we follow up that we follow up yani good deeds with good deeds and not go back to business as usual. May Allah purify our intentions and correct our behavior and our deeds and our actions and our worship, and may He pardon and forgive and overlook our shortcomings and yani multiply with it, through His generosity, multiply His reward and grant us His favor and allow us not to die except in a state of Islam upon a tawheed. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.